is new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Excuse me. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Thursday, February 12th, 2026 edition. Again, I apologize. I got a very severe cold, and hopefully the voice will be able to survive for the interview we're going to be doing in the next half hour, 11:30. Candidate Republican nominee Jason Tunney is going to be on the show. He's running for the 35th State Senate District, and hopefully we'll be able to get through it and then send him the podcast and blast it out there everywhere. Well, as you know, the governor announced her proposed budget for this upcoming fiscal year 2027. Facing, based on projections, a $1.8 billion budget hole heading into this budget, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed yesterday $88.1 billion. $88.1 billion is her proposed budget plan for this fiscal year 2027. When Governor Whitmer took over, was given the keys to the governor's mansion from Rick Snyder after he and Brian Kelly had been the governor, lieutenant governor, for 8 years. Jennifer Granholm passed the baton. State government budget was $47 billion. 8 years of Snyder-Kelly, it increased by $11 billion to $58 billion. That's how much it was when the keys to the governor's mansion was given to Gretchen Whitmer. This being her last fiscal budget of her governorship, we go from $58 billion to $88.1 billion. Snyder-Kelly increased it $11 billion. She's increased it, proposing to increase it $30 billion. Unbelievable. Well, based on $800 million in tax increases, $630 million in cuts, and taking $400 million from the rainy day fund is how Whitmer gets to her $88.1 billion plan. The plan puts a premium on preventing cuts to Medicaid, the health program that roughly one in four Michiganders, one in four. We're below 10 million people in the state of Michigan. They're saying 25% of our state, 2.5 million people, now count on Medicaid to cover their health care. When Rick Snyder and then State Representative Mike Shirky and State Representative Frank Foster in the 107th met with us at the college there in Petoskey, they told us that only 300,000 people would get on Healthy Michigan. 300,000, possibly 400,000. Now under Governor Gretchen Whitmer over the years, guess what? 2.5 million Michiganders are on it. Well, Washington passing and signing into law the One Big Beautiful Bill Act pushed new eligibility requirements and costs for Medicaid and the SNAP program recipients onto the states. Senate Appropriation Committee Chair Sarah Anthony from Lansing said, "We can talk about efficiencies. We can talk about tightening our belts and increasing revenues, but we also need to pause to think about the fact that there were decisions made at the federal level, and when I look at who is holding the bag, it's the people, Michigan family." Oh, just why don't you sing me a river, pointing the fingers totally at Donald Trump and Congress in Washington, D.C. Not that you can make any cuts to this current budget. Folks, $81 billion right now, she's proposing $7 billion more for this year. This is unbelievable. Budget Director Jen Flood made it clear to a joint hearing of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees yesterday that Whitmer is not going to throw people off their care. So we must find a responsible funding plan and craft it to keep the program afloat amid otherwise generally flat budget increases. Well, guess what, people? I'm going to go back to something that was said again by Governor Rick Snyder, then State Representative Mike Shirky, then State Representative Frank Foster said to us, those of us who were there attending it at that college. It was a video virtual meeting. If Healthy Michigan does not save the state of Michigan any money, we'll eliminate the program. That was the Republican talking point to get everybody to vote for it. If it doesn't save us money, it goes away. I challenged Mike Shirky on this microphone back then about that statement. I said, have you read the bill? Chucker, I don't have to read the bill. I wrote it, said Mike Shirky. Oh, you did? So exactly, you understand that you wrote in there that if it doesn't save us money, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan, the program goes away? This thing isn't going away. It's growing into a behemoth healthcare system. 2.5 Michiganders are on Medicaid? You're going in the wrong direction, buddy. Next time I see Mike Shirky, I get to punch him in the chest like he did to me on Mackinac Island. Well, Budget Director Jen Flood made it clear to a joint hearing of the House and Senate Appropriations Committee that they are going to do the responsible thing. And also, she mentioned, according to the Budget Office, the state of Kentucky is proposing a $1 billion rainy day fund withdrawal to cover their shortfall. Based on Washington proposing to end corporate tax exemptions and use $1 billion in reserves. Alaska is proposing a new sales tax. Delaware is proposing new income tax increases. State of Idaho is looking at cutting their public education funds for K through 12 public schools by 2%. What? Idaho, a Democrat state, is looking to cut funding to public education? Are you kidding me? Well, Whitmer's plan suggests $804.4 million tax increase in casino gaming and online gaming. Tobacco, vaping, and digital advertising is a way to make up for the declining federal dollars and new eligibility requirements for Medicaid and food stamps, among other health initiatives. This is just unbelievable. $88.1 billion. Well, heading over to the Department of Health and Human Services, Director Elizabeth Hertel said, every payer of health care is in a difficult position. And without revenue increases, people would feel it. Phil Green, state representative from Millington, Republican, said he's been asking for years about getting hooked on limited time federal American Rescue Plan Act. And what would happen if and when the day came when those funds went away? Now I feel like we're boo-hooing when we knew damn well this was coming, said Green. I feel like we weren't prudent. And now we're going, oh, crud. Now what are we going to do? Folks, this goes all the way back. He's absolutely right. The American Rescue Plan Act, Lansing had $9 billion in their bank account. Under the Democrat trifecta, Democrat control of the House and the Senate and this governor, they spent every single dime of it. Gone. Knowing full well that this day was coming. Those dollars are gone and they're not coming back. Well, Sarah Anthony, appropriations chair in the Senate, suggested the budget office prepare a spreadsheet on the one-time projects that the AARPA dollars were spent on so we don't continue to uplift a talking joint when we blew $9 billion on waste. Despite steep healthcare increases, Whitmer is hoping to raise enough money to get a new psychiatric hospital up and running to care for more people. Also, trying to raise money for healthcare workers and expand community violence intervention services. Well, the Department of Health and Human Services estimating that it's going to cost $97 million to implement the One Big Beautiful Bill. State is being asked to cover 75% of SNAP benefits as opposed to 50%. Well, that's another $97 million. To oversee Medicaid compliance now means that we need another 589 payment workers, inspectors, analysts, supervisors, and administrative assistants. That's going to cost us $80.3 million. All of these Democrats whining that this day was coming, it finally has, and now they want to increase the budget and raise taxes. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to increase the following taxes to pay for the shortfall in Medicaid funding due to the cuts coming from Washington, D.C. Brand new tobacco tax, cigarettes. She wants to increase and generate $232 million from higher taxes on cigarettes. Vaping, the electronic cigarette tax. She's going to increase and generate $95 million. New internet gaming tax on the largest casinos in the state of Michigan. $135.5 million would be generated by that. And that would go directly to the Medicaid Benefits Trust Fund. Per wager sports betting tax. Every time you place a bet on your phone, on your computer, whatever, $38.8 million in increased new taxes, again, for Medicaid. Elimination of the free play deduction. I guess you can, the very first time or whatever you bet, you can get a free play deduction. Well, they're going to tax you on it. Generating $21.1 million, again, for Medicaid Benefit Trust Fund. Digital advertising tax. You want to run an ad online, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Whitmer is going to tax you and generate $282 million. In taxes from it. What did the Republicans have to say? Well, House Appropriation Committee Chair Ann Bowen said the efficiencies and inefficiencies in the budget aren't as easy to spot. Asking Flood where they were. Outside of mentioning Medicaid, a forensic lab consolidation, consolidating some of the rural development functions, Flood didn't seem to satisfy Bolin's curiosity. Not good enough. We don't get anywhere near the numbers we need. While speaking during his regular press conference, House Speaker Matt Hall said firmly, we are going to reject any new tax increase on the budget proposal. Things like delivery, internet gaming, vapes and tobacco, as a way to fund Medicaid or social services. He insisted and argued we need to cut the waste, fraud, and abuse, and that we had already saved Medicaid. But because of all these other increases in spending in other areas, the governor is now claiming Medicaid is short money. It's not. Well, Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, we're getting all of our Medicaid funding, Hall said. Well, Brinks responded and said, while others are whining and whining about Medicaid, I got to work with them. We rolled up our sleeves and we said, we just have to make minor changes to our Medicaid system. We'll get all the money. Well, State Representative Democrat Julie Rogers Kalamazoo, Minority Vice Chair of the House Medicaid Budget. The problem with cutting Medicaid is it's a lifeline for so many Michiganders. Of pregnant individuals, listen to this. Pregnant individuals, 45% of the newborn babies in Michigan get paid for by Medicaid dollars. If you take that away, where do people go? They go to the emergency rooms, which is the most expensive place to treat people. So it's now turning into a cascading effect and pushing pressures onto our hospital systems that are already fragile, particularly in our rural areas. Well, my state representative, John Roth, the chair of the House Human Services Appropriations Subcommittee, said he's open to a tax increase to balance out a property tax cut, but he's a no vote on raising money to fund Medicaid. A property tax cut, John? You got to be kidding me. This is just plain and simple, folks. There is no way we can have and support a $7 billion $7 billion increase in this year's budget. Actually, I felt they didn't cut enough last year at $81 billion. I would have liked it to go into the $70 billion range, 74, 75. They ended up at 81. Now she wants to take it to 88. Oh my God, this state is out of control. House Appropriations Vice Chair Matt Maddock was absolutely much more direct in his comments, calling the governor's proposed plan totally absurd. You don't need to raise taxes on anybody when we're spending millions of dollars wastefully in fraudulent spending and still sitting in the state budget waiting to be cut. We have got to do it. We've got to do it this year. I agree with Matt Maddock. Jason Tunney, candidate for the 35th State Senate District, in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com.